Numbers 22, verses 14 to 17. Carnal thinking. Orchid entitled this, Balak Tries Again. Remember Balak, king of Moab, has sent to Balaam, asking him to come from the Euphrates, to come to Moab and curse the Hebrews for him. Balak is worried out of his wits. His people are terrified, and he wants Israel cursed. And so he sends to Balaam. But Balaam has refused. God has said, no, don't do it. So he sends the message back to Balak. I can't do it. This people are blessed of the Lord. The Lord has refused to let me go with you. I cannot do it. And so, Numbers 22, verse 14, the Moabite princes returned to Balak. He had sent these big wigs to them, to the prophet. And he said, the response is, go back to your own country, for the Lord has refused to let me go with you. Now, Balak's thinking. Now, remember, he's a pagan king. Remember, his thinking must be carnal. This is can't be anything else, can it? And look how he thinks. So then Balak sent other princes, more numerous. Now there's the first thing. Send some more bigwigs. Send some bigger bigwigs. Send some more important people, more prestigious, more numerous, more distinguished than the first. That's his thinking. Well, I'll send some bigger people, some stronger people, some greater people, some richer people. I'll send more of them. He'd be impressed with numbers, with money, with fine clothes and all that kind of stuff. He'd be impressed with this kind of thinking. And this is what they have to say. This is what Balak, son of Zippor, says. Don't let anything keep you from coming to me. Why? Because I will reward you handsomely. Money, gifts, prestige, whatever I'll give it to you. Don't you worry about what the Lord says. You come and do it. And do whatever you say. I'll do whatever you say. I'll reward you. You can ask for what you want. Fix your own price. Come and put a curse on these people for me. That is Balak's thinking. Look at it. Numbers. Money. Reward. Blank check. Fill it in for yourself, Balaam. Vanity. Pride. Numbers. Prestige. All these kind of things. Now, I expect this from this king. He's appealing to the carnal. He's offering these material things, these worldly things, numbers, power, money, prestige, whatever. Come and do what I want. Meet my request. Curse these Hebrews, and I'll give you these things. Now, this is pagan thinking. They think in such terms as these. It's not right and wrong. It's not what God says. It's not the covenant. It's not the law. Going back to the old covenant. For us, it's not the gospel. It's not the scriptures. It's not Christ. It's not the Spirit. This is the point I want to make. I expect this carnal thinking in carnal men. I can see how pagans think like this. I can see how pagans want to think like this. They can't think in any other way. If you turn on television, I haven't got one, but if you turn on television, you will see it. What do you see? You see this all the time. Books are written about it. Newspapers are full of it. It's the way of life in the pagan world, of course. But my concern, as a preacher of the gospel, is that I see this in the evangelical world. Worldly wisdom, self-esteem, entertainment. These are the great weapons today in the evangelical world. I believe what I see in Balak could hardly be a better description of so much that is going on today in the name of Christ. If you analyze much of what goes on today, if you read the books, I do, I interact with them, see my books on these subjects, you'll find that in these churches, numbers, size, that counts. Tremendous. Size is very important to them. In the New Covenant, New Testament, in the Ecclesia, size was small, generally speaking, after the very early days. Generally speaking, it was always, in fact, it was small. But today, size really matters. You've got to have a few noughts after the first figure. And then you need big people, celebrities. This is what Balak's saying. I've got some big people coming. Well, today we need celebrities. Celebrities, stars of the sporting world, stars of the stage, TV personalities, whoever they are and whatever they are. And look how Balak appeals to carnal things, money, vanity, pride. So much of modern evangelism in the evangelical world is entertainment. It's fun. It's food. It's boasting about man and boosting man, making man feel good about himself. Coffee on tap, games, whenever you want to play them, even gross carnal games can be on offer these days. Sport and music, it's all there. This is the method today of, this is the thinking behind the method today of of evangelism. See, I mixed up the word entertainment and evangelism. The two are almost synonymous today. Even the preaching, wresting scripture, prostituting it, warping it to get out, instead of glorifying to Christ as the Spirit's work is, glorifying and boosting and elevating man. Well, with Balak, as I say, I expect it. But I don't expect it in the evangelical world, but I see it there. Oh, may God challenge us by these thoughts, awaken us to our disobedience here, our stupidity, our willful disobedience, perhaps, our ignorance, whatever it is. Or is it even worse? Well, it is sin, but is it even worse? Is it a deliberate turning away from the new covenant? Whatever the reason, whatever the motive, may God give us grace to repent and reform and return to the Lord our God when we rely not on carnal things, but on the Spirit, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Let me say again, I expect this in Balak, but I do not expect it in the believer. May God give us grace here for Christ's sake. Amen.